Our next speaker is Christian Schalt. He's an audio content strategist, and he calls himself a growth hacker. His company, Next Level Audio, consults for broadcasters in competitive markets. I had heard him mention the phrase mastering the digital transformation, and I invited him specifically here today to talk about that particularly and to drill into what that means. And that's what we're going to do now. Please welcome to the stage Christian Schalt.
So thank you. A little bit about me and my radio background. I worked for several radio stations in Germany, in Austria, stations like Kiss FM in Berlin, or Radio Energy, or Krone Hit in Austria. And I changed that last year, and I moved to Silicon Valley for a while and visited companies like Pandora, like Shazam, like Google, trying to figure out how they think about the future of radio and audio. And since then, I've been working as a consultant, helping radio stations in Europe master the digital transformation. So when it comes to transformation, to the transformation especially for traditional radio, it's also about losing. Traditional radio will lose a couple of assets, like being the alarm clock. I think this position has almost gone. Or is still someone still waking up with a radio set? Are you very mainstream? Huh? So being the in-car entertainment choice number one is something that is radio losing or already has lost. Being the main source for audio news is challenged by different sources. Providing traffic information is replaced by machines, by some more intelligent services like maybe Google. And the sheer fact that radio has been in every car and every household is also gone. So radio doesn't manage the distribution anymore. It has to find its place in a much more crowded, noisy world. So what is radio, especially traditional radio, then in digital times? I think it's about three areas. The first area is personalities, so humans. Call them presenters, humans that make a difference, and humans that make an impact compared to pure plays, for instance. It's also about music curation, and I would emphasize the curation part here more than music, so it's about curating content, and it's about creating buzz. So getting awareness is probably the key ingredient in digital markets. And radio has been quite good at this over the last 20 or 30 years. So let's explore these three areas a little bit more. And let's start with personality. And let's start with Hans from Germany. Hans Blomberg is Germany's most popular radio personality. Most popular means he has the most Facebook likes in Germany. And he's a 24/7 social media phenomenon, being present on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, but also on much more unusual places like Twitter, like Tinder. Here's Hans from Germany.
Hi, this is Hans Blomberg. I'm radio face from Berlin, doing my live shows here for RTL in Berlin, and hey, my weekend Hans Blomberg shows, which runs on five radio stations in Germany. Of course, I work with social media, but my biggest community is not online. My community is on the streets. That's why my short prep is to go with microphone every day down the street and to record short talks with the people, which you can hear at least one time per hour in my show on RAM. So I don't need a sidekick in my show, because German is my sidekick. And in the same way, I treat my listeners also on Facebook. Social media is for me not a platform or a stage where I only celebrate myself and show the others which celebrity I've met or which VIP party I'm invited for. Social media is a bridge to my listeners, to my sidekicks. So my sidekicks can drink a beer with me via Periscope when I'm lonely sitting at my balcony, for example. This video shows me crying in front of my TV because I was so sad that the daughter found her mother after 25 years. Lovely, isn't it? And I use Facebook to check if the joke is too heavy or too naughty for my on-air show. Sometimes the comments are funnier than my joke, then I can use that. And of course, I use my bridge to bring my listeners to the same level. When I tell that I've visited my tax office or the red light district in a big orange Halloween pumpkin costume, I must show what it means to be a fat orange Halloween pumpkin. Yeah. I've talked before that social media is not a platform for me, it's a bridge from the online world to the real world. So be brave enough to meet the other side in the middle of the bridge. That's why I invite 2 times a year 10 listeners via Facebook to my private balcony in my private flat for a beer. Don't be afraid, it's fun, you can learn a lot about them and yourself, and you can use these psychics for a short interview and find new topics for the next shows. But there's more than Facebook or Instagram. What's about similar dating apps like Tinder, Parship or Grindr? So my listeners know that I'm a permanent single for 38 years. That's amazing for a guy in the age of 28, I know. So you also can find my profiles on dating apps with my full name and a profile pic which shows me here in the radio studio. So it's also a tool that people talk about you and see that I'm desperate like them, and they get a very personal contact to you if it's a match. And my last point is, even when your radio station don't have a WhatsApp number because it's too labor intensive for them, have your own WhatsApp number. So you can find mine on my Facebook page, and it really helped me sometimes to get a very fast feedback from my psychics, from my listeners. Oh, that was a very fast feedback from Christian Schallert. Hans, please, it's enough, come to an end. Okay, thanks for listening. Goodbye from Berlin. And please remember, wer liebt dich ganz, nur der Arzt. Please translate, okay?
So it's a bit hard to translate, but that is Hans from Germany, a 24/7 phenomenon. So what about music curation then? Isn't there something like Spotify or other pure play services? How important, how valuable is music curation for radio stations? Edison Research did a great smartphone study in Austria finding answers on this. And they took 20 randomly selected radio listeners, gave them 20 prepared smartphones with 4 pre-installed apps, 2 radio apps, the Krone Hit and the Ö3 app, and 2 non-traditional apps, Spotify, the free version, and Pandora, which can be unlocked for Austria. All participants should use the apps at least 1 hour a day, and there was tracking software installed on all iPhones, and I did the focus groups and one-to-one interviews for them after 2 weeks to find more than data, to find also answers. And we asked them after the 2 weeks about music curation. We asked them, for instance, and this is just a short video from the study, how they like online curated music channels from radio stations.
So Dance oder Workout, dass es quasi sortiert wird, dass man für jede Stimme quasi einen eigenen Channel hat.
Eigentlich, dass ich meistens die Charts-Channels da aufgerufen habe, weil ich mir dachte, okay, jetzt habe ich Lust eigentlich auf die neuesten Lieder. Und obwohl ich mich sehr auch öfter, wenn es normal Radio hört, sage ich mal, mich das sehr öfter mit älteren Liedern auch. Und wenn ich jetzt gerade Lust habe auf neuere, fand ich das App jetzt sehr praktisch, weil ich dann auf die Playlist klicke und weiß, okay, jetzt kommen die 15 Top-Hits oder so oder Charts. Das fand ich ganz praktisch, was sonst im Radio nicht geht.
So again, this was just a short video from the study, but it shows, and especially if you look at all the other data, that listeners still appreciate radio's music curation skills. They like, for instance, curated online channels, like in this case, the Krone Hit online radios, but they also like to customize their channels, and customizing means skipping, rewinding, and adding favorites. So this is kind of a homework for the traditional radio. It has to offer more than a simulcast. It has to invest in platforms and technology. So let's move to the third area. Let's move to buzz. Let's move to getting awareness. And as I said earlier, radio has been quite strong at this over the last centuries. And here's a good example from Austria again, the so-called Krone Hit Facebook experiment. What they did was a contest. You could win a brand new Hyundai car with 10,000 euros in the glove compartment, so you could actually win the car and the money. All you had to do was posting a comment on their Facebook page, and if nobody posts within the next 2 minutes, you win the car and the money. So if this doesn't happen within a week, there will be a draw, and they will have a lucky winner. And they did it for the first time in 2013. This is the example from last year. They put it on Facebook. They put it on their website. And when it comes to generating buzz, creating awareness, look at these numbers. In the first year, they got 1.5 million comments and 33,000 likes, and in the second year, almost 3,000 comments. They just did it again recently, and it was even more. So it shows how good radio is when it comes to creating buzz and awareness, even on digital channels. Another example is from Norway. Radio 1 is an electronic music CHR station there. They are pretty good when it comes to leveraging existing trends, and they used the selfie, and they introduced the radio selfie.
Hello, Riga. My name is Cecilia. I'm the content director of Radio in Norway, where we've newly developed a new thing called the Radio Selfie, and I'm going to present that to you today. With me, I have Christian and Kim from our morning show, our morning host, and they're going to show you in audio how we do this as I go through the presentation. So, this is Radio 1's Radio Selfie. How do you sound today? We want you to tell us your mood and then put a song to it. You go in through radioselfie.no and start there. The first thing you do is you come to a player where you can put your own intro in. Christian, could you show us how the intro would sound?
Yeah. It's Monday morning and I'm a little bit tired and I need some motivation. Could you please play Kaigo Saw the Show on Radio 1?
Very good. Then he goes to the next line here and picks song from our player. This is all songs on our playlist on Radio 1. And then he goes down, pick the slow on the show with Kaigo, and he would then have and he then would get a player where he actually can hear the whole compilation. Okay, so now the radio selfie is done. You could go back and edit it if you want to, but if you're pleased with it, you have two options. You could either share on Facebook and it will look something like this, and you can go viral with it and make your friends listen to it, or perhaps make it for themselves. Or else you could send it to Radio 1 and we will play it on air. And then it will sound something like this.
So the end is Iteus, un escalado sami. Tapetes zitu, salaspin, and abstract continuous.
So I think this was a good example about how you could leverage trends as a radio station. And I have one last example from another European country, from Croatia, from Zagreb, where they brought it all together. So Enter Zagreb started last year. It was it's a CHR station, the first CHR station in Croatia. And before they actually started and during the early weeks and months, they collected listeners on social networks, but also with their own nightclub.
When will you open your club so we can have our place to go out? And so we did. This is Enter the Club. And this is one of our live social networks. Radio stations have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Google+, Vine, SoundCloud. We also have that. But Enter the Club is one important social thing more. We opened the club with the secret party promotion. We created the buzz about a huge party in Zagreb, and we sent the invitations to our lucky listeners via social networks only a few hours before the party, revealing for the first time the address of the club. Recently, we celebrated 1 year of the radio in the club with a few of our key artists, and we continue to offer to clients the content which can combine radio and the club and, of course, social networks. That is just one point of difference we have on the market. We party with our listeners live, face-to-face, on a regular basis. And you?
So I think all these examples show that radio can master the digital transformation, but it should do a couple of things. It should use humans, especially when they attract other people, aka personalities or presenters. They should strengthen its music creation qualities, so it should really emphasize music and the curation of it. It should invest in platforms and technology, and that is something maybe radio has been quite weak at. And it has to be creative and connect with real life. Thank you.